It is very, very important because the party is required to have a headquarters within the capital cities. If you don't meet that requirement by law, you could be decertificated. So it is very, very important that we have a place that we call our headquarters and where our partisans will gather to discuss issues relating to the development of the party and the country.
How useful will this structure be for the party's development ahead of the next general election, rather?
It is going to be extremely useful. It is going to be where we will host campaign activities, where we will hold campaign strategy sections and meetings. It is also situated in the center of the city, which makes it very accessible to our partisans. And they can just pop in anytime. But it is also very significant because we are moving into general elections in 2023. And you want to have a structure that will be able to accommodate visitors and other important people who will be contributing towards your campaign processes.
How do you think this will help galvanize your supporters, and particularly when your party did not have such a structure during the last general election?
Well, the thing is, it helps to reduce what we pay in rent, and what we used to pay in rent now will be used towards improving other structures of the party in terms of their structures at the county levels and the district levels. It will also be used to improve and strengthen the leadership at the various sub levels, and we'll also use some of those finances to train our people, our leaders at the local level, into the party's ideologies, and also tell them what will be the messages that will be given to the Liberians in the 2023 elections.
How does your party intend to manage the structure? Because a lot of structures are put up, maintenance basically is negligible, and then the buildings are let to rot within a few years' time. How do you intend to manage this property?
The Unity Party is here to stay. It is one of the oldest political parties in Liberia since 1984. And as long as it is hosting the party, we usually use it for our offices, there where you host the standard bearer or the person who is going to contest for the presidential elections. The chairman of the party, the national secretary, it also hosts the Women Congress, the Youth Congress. And so it is basically an office structure that is run by the party, and maintenance usually comes from dues that are paid by party members.
What will you tell the people of Liberia about how important this new structure is?
Well, it is very, very important, and I will ask them to give us, particularly our supporters, our partisans, to give us all of the support that they can give in order to help further strengthen the party. It sends a clear message about the seriousness of the Unity Party within the body politics of Liberia. And it also helps to give our people the required hope that we are indeed a very serious political institution, and we are in this country to stay and provide the right governance alternative to our country's governing processes.
Mohammed, are you saying because of this new structure, the prospect of the party performing well in the next general election brightens just a little bit more?
This has risen the hopes of our partisans. It has told them that, look, this is an organized party. Peter, the history of parties in Liberia is not a very good one, particularly when the party governs and then they leave power. Most times we see, once a party leaves power, those parties crumble in the history of our country. We had the Truwick Party today. You don't hear about them. We had the National Democratic Party of the late President Doe. You don't hear about them much. The NPP of President Taylor, you don't hear about them much. And so the Unity Party was there for 12 years. And after that, we are even moving stronger. The structures of the party are well organized at the local level. And these kind of offices that host our partisans, it gives them hope, because every time they see it, it is a symbol for them. It tells them that, yes, our party is still stronger and our party is well organized. And this is indeed a party that is prepared and ready to take state power.